From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. It's not unusual to find fresh vegetables or handmade goods at farmers markets in north central Wisconsin, but at one small farm in Tomahawk, the approach is different. Radically so. Tranquil Acres invites visitors to pick what they need and pay for what they can afford, no questions asked. The farm is run by Heather and Bill Smith, a retired couple who bought the property during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in search of solitude. But what began as a quiet retreat quickly turned into something much bigger, a mission to make healthy food accessible to everyone, regardless of income. Heather Smith is here with us now. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you. Hello.
What inspired you to open your farm to the public, especially with this pay what you can model?
I think hiding at this property during the pandemic really fueled us because we realized not to share this property would be selfish. So after we made it, everybody made it through the pandemic and isolation was over, we looked around and we went, we need to figure out a way to share this with the community. So we brainstormed together, and this was crazy because we did this snowballing brainstorm where I would think of something and my husband would say, "Oh my gosh, yes." And also, we should do this. And I would be like, "Yes." And also, so pretty soon we had, brainstormed this dream garden that was just huge. And oh my gosh, neither one of us was reining the other one in. It was crazy.
Take me through the experience that visitors have when they come to your farm. What happens?
Okay, so you walk up to the garden, and the rules are there. They're painted so you can see it and just be reminded that that's how this works here. You walk through the garden with your wagon or your bag to pick what you need. And there's a flag system in place. If there's a green flag, yellow flag, or red flag, it indicates whether or not you should be picking there. Red flags, it's not ready yet, it's still growing, please leave it. Yellow means some are ready and some are not. You'll be able to tell if you look at them and just think about it. And green, it's go time. If you don't know how to pick it, we'll teach you. If you don't know how to cook it, we'll teach you. Put it in your basket, you put it in your wagon, and keep rolling through the garden, get everything that you need. And on the way out, that's where you'll find the donation box. It's attached right to the garden gate. So you put your donation in there. No hands, no money into my hands. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I could know, but I don't want to. There could be somebody that's paying $50 for one zucchini. There could be another person that's paying $5 for something that's worth much more. It's not, I don't want it to be my business because that's not what we intended to make here. We wanted to make something that was open to everyone.
Why was it so important to you that cost not be a barrier in accessing healthy food?
That's an interesting question. And I think when my husband Bill and I talk about it, I think that fueled both of us because at different times in our lives, both of us had been without. And it's not a good place to be. So we wanted to make sure we were creating something that could lift up somebody that was possibly in the same shoes that we had been in the past.
So it sounds deeply personal to you as well.
Absolutely.
Running a farm of this scale sounds like a huge lift. What have been the biggest challenges, whether it's physical, financial, emotional?
You just named them. No, physically, it's a lot of work. It's a lot. Financially, it's a lot because it's not a for-profit farm. It's not a non-profit farm, but it's definitely not a for-profit farm. So, and it's also not a hobby farm because this is a lot. This is more work than a hobby.
You've said that kids come to the farm and they eat right out of the garden. What have you learned by watching people interact with this space?
I've learned that we've come so far away from being connected to our food. It's sad. People don't really know. And not just some people, most people. Most people don't really know how their food grows or where it came from or what's on it. And it was very eye-opening to have just all everyone to have it be something so new and so eye-opening. I didn't realize that we were that out of touch as a people from our food, and we are.
What is it like for you to see people coming to your farm and benefiting from what you're offering them, whether it's the food or the fellowship?
I've seen many families come through here, and there's waves, and so there are definitely people that come here that can afford the highest end produce from the most organic market. But there's also people here that can't. So I've seen families kind of get themselves back on their feet by having this little helping hand of I get to decide my own how much I can afford for this produce. I've seen families come together and bond over just talking about food, talking about how do you pull a carrot? How do you know it's ready? So a lot of back to basics kind of things happen here. And it's really wonderful to watch. It definitely is a garden that's doing the magic that we wanted it to do.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to do something similar?
Well, I hope you have a strong back. It's a lot. It is a lot. But I guess follow your dreams. If doing something like this is something that is going to fuel you, go for it, because it's only going to make the world better.
Heather Smith from Tranquil Acres, thank you so much for being here today, and best of luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
The website is tranquilacrestomahawk.com. You can also follow Tranquil Acres on Facebook. If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shireen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.